Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in and joining the Michael Van Tool Show. And those of you streaming online, the Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're brought to you this morning by the Law Office of Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, and Combined Insurance. Call Jerry Anderson for accident, life, disability, and sickness, 248-760-1532. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Let's do our check-in again. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, podcaster and author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday Morning Show team.
Great, great. And also our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta. And we're also waiting for Evangelist Christy Lasser to call back. We just had a little difficulty, technical difficulty getting up and running, but we are up and running now. All right. We are brought to you this morning by Optimal IT Solutions. And so, you know, I use Optimal IT Solutions for my office. So if your laptop it crashes or your desktop crashes, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429, and that's my tech guy. Also, the Time Conference and Banquet Center. You know, people are booking events. I went to an event yesterday, a birthday celebration. Events are starting to perk back up again. The Time and Conference and Banquet Center is ready. Now is the time to book your event. And you know they have, look, even if you want to a sanctuary, they've got a sanctuary over there with 225 seats, banquet facilities, a recording studio, music equipment, and much more. They're on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And you can reach them at 313-588-0432. All right. Okay, I've got some notes that people have passed me, including one from Veronica, owner of Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. And before I do that, Evangelist Laster just joined in. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you? Good morning, team.
Great. We hear you loud and clear, and I see that you all hear me loud and clear, too. But we got it together. So, yes, and we appreciate those of you who are listening across the region right now. So I got a few notes passed to me. The first one is from Veronica from Rolani's Boutique. You know, she's been in business for 24 years, and it took COVID-19 to impact her business so much that unfortunately she has to close the doors. But fortunately for us right now, there are sales from 40 to 60% off everything. And I'm talking about she's selling even all the inventory, the store supplies, the decorations, fixtures. I know people that have already been over there to get fixtures and decorations too. So she's selling everything. They're open, they're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6, Saturday from 11 to 4. It's at 22080 West 10 Mile at Losser in Southfield. And, of course, you know, here's the number if you want to make an appointment, too. You can still do that at 248-827-4442, 248-827-4442 for Relani's Boutique. All right, Minister Randall Smith, you know, his song, Lord, You Are My Everything, that we've been playing, it's available now on iTunes. And look under Pastor Randall Smith. The song is called Lord, You Are My Everything. It's on iTunes now, and we have been playing that on a regular basis. It's in our rotation, so we're looking forward to that. For those of you who don't have an employer-backed insurance policy or plan, I have an alternative, a lifeline. It's a monthly health care plan starting at $19.95, covers dental, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Plans start at $19.95 a month. It's that low. So you can shop online. They set up a dedicated website for me, michaelv.savewithdiscounthealthcare.com. And I know that people are going on there and filling out the information and they're purchasing. So take a look at it. There's no pressure, no hassle sales. You can just go on anytime online and just view it, shop around, and pick out the packages that you want from Ameriplan. The last note before news and weather, Poetic Justice for God, this is a great organization with some great talent, and it's exactly what it says, Poetic Justice for God. They're starting to do interviews too now, so go to poeticjusticeforgod.org and you can click on and listen to the interviews with some of the area's finest young performers, poets, singers, and they even got some essential healthcare workers they'll be talking to next Wednesday at 8 p.m. So go to poeticjusticeforgod.org and you'll find out for more information. And it's nice that, you know, people use their talent for God. All right, when we come back, we will have news and weather right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, I do have to remind you that I promise you that everything is going to be Hattie Humphrey is coming up in the next, I would say, maybe 15 minutes or so. So stand by for that. Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, live coming up in a few minutes. So stick around. In the news, some are calling yesterday's running of the 146th Kentucky Derby is probably one of the worst ever. According to CNN, the stands at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, were empty. Wagering windows were closed and armored police vehicles were in the parking lot instead of Derby goers in fancy hats. Why? Because the Derby was 4 months late due to the pandemic, and Louisville is the hometown of Breonna Taylor, the black emergency medical technician who was shot dead in her home in March when police burst into her home in the middle of the night looking for someone else. And multiple groups, including armed militias carrying Trump Pence signs, are planning protests and counter-protests in the streets of Louisville. An armed black militia group also marched to the racetrack yesterday. Don't take your Yves Saint Laurent bag into Australia without the correct import licenses. The Australian Border Police seized the bag from a holding area in Perth, Western Australia, in January. The owner spent $26,000 Australian dollars, which is worth $20,000 U.S. dollars, for the alligator skin handbag. Australian officials says they closely monitor what comes in and out of the country and are on the lookout for illegally imported fashion accessories, including things like Canadian gray wolf pelt that was recently confiscated. The seized bag was destroyed by Australian customs. All right, Kimberly, you got some additional news for us?
I do, Michael. Good morning. I have a great story from Nashville, Tennessee. You know how we hear there's so much dissension going on in the country and everybody between the protests, the riots, shootings, national unrest. It is nice to read a story about someone doing something good for someone else. And the headline that caught me was, "We'll take care of you. Tennessee Kroger gives job to woman who slept in the store's parking lot." And there's a woman who walked up to a Kroger in Nashville when she saw a sign on the door that says, "We're hiring." And she says, "Will y'all hire me? Do you have room for me?" And the store manager did not know this persistent woman or her name, but she recognized her face because she had seen her before. And she said she got good vibes from her. She said, "You get a feel for someone if they're sincere or if they're just trying to get a job." And she said, "You know, most people will typically quit a month later, but this woman was different. She was sincere." On the day of the job fair in January, the woman, Lashenda Williams, was among the first applicants. Now remember, she's homeless, she lives in her car, in the parking lot of the Kroger that she was applying to. She happened to have an old laptop in her car. She asked the store manager if she could come in, use her laptop, and if she had a power cord that she could plug her laptop in. The manager allowed her to do that. It took her 2 hours to fill out her application. She filled it out and was hired on the spot.
Wow.
Lucinda Williams, 46 years old, shared a powerful story of how drug addiction, abuse, and abandonment, which led her to live out of her car and sleep in her car in the parking lot right outside the store. She had a saying. Sorry. Her saying is that you don't let anybody steal your joy. She tells her employers and customers all day, it's going to be a great day. 8 months later, she still shows up to work every day with a smile and upbeat, and she's happy. And now she has her own apartment. People in the store have helped her find furniture and other things and items
wow.
that she needs. And the greatest thing is now she has peace.
Wow. What a heartwarming story that is. Man, you know, that job was hers. There was nothing, you know, that was God set aside that job for her. And there she was on a
Absolutely.
Mission. And I, you know, it's one of those things, Kimberly, where I think, you know, if God has something for you and you have to want it too. And
yes.
and that's what showed me about that story, that she wanted to do better. I read the story, you know, she had problems in her past, dependency
mm-hmm.
issues and stuff like that, but you could tell she'd gotten past that. Man, what a great
yeah.
story. Wow.
Yeah,
thanks.
You know what, Michael, the
yeah.
story also speaks to our faith, right? Faith without
yeah.
works
mm-hmm.
is dead. So if you want
Absolutely.
Something to happen in your life, you actually have to get up and take that first step and do something. What if she had been afraid to even ask, will you hire me? What if she had
yeah.
been embarrassed to even confront, you know, the manager to have a conversation? But she stepped out on faith and took a chance. And so that's what it really is, stepping out on the non-existent to create something for your life that wasn't there before. So what an amazing story.
Yeah,
and the fact that God would provide for her, that is a powerful point, Christy.
You know, we talked
wow.
about this. I think it was earlier this year or maybe last year. Is it still amazing how many people live in their cars? You know,
mm-hmm.
I think Kim, the singer, he did at one time.
Yes, yeah.
Tyler Perry did
mm-hmm.
at one time.
Yes.
You know, because
and now
before
he's a
they
billionaire.
Made it, yeah, yes, he's a billionaire now. But some people have really started out from scratch. But I'm always surprised at a story like that where somebody says they lived in their car, and I think it's going on a lot more than we ever know right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
Evangelist, mm-hmm. You got some more?
Oh, I was just hanging on to the edge of her story. but I just wanted to share. This is more local news. I did attend the COVID-19 memorial at Belle Isle.
Oh.
And
yes,
it was just so moving to see all of the people that were being acknowledged and honored, and the families that were being blessed. They were able to receive a repast. They were able to ride along in the procession on the day of the memorial. And so I just took a ride around, and I looked at all of the beautiful faces of those that have lost their lives. I think that for Detroit to step up and honor these families and recognize the grief that we've experienced in our city was really an honorable thing. And each year, August 31st is declared Detroit Memorial Day. So we're hoping that next year it won't be this exact same experience, but
right.
How beautiful and honorable of Detroit just to step up and acknowledge these families that have lost their loved ones.
You know, I read some accounts of the event. I was just getting ready to go, and I realized that it was only available for 3 days, one for the family and 2 days for the public. And so I unfortunately missed it. But I did read some accounts, and I read that at some point people felt as though the event transcended even what the organizers planned, that it was a certain point that you knew God took over that memorial. It was more serious than even I think the planners even imagined. You know, there's a point where God, you can tell when his presence is here or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a change. You know you've heard this before, is a change in the atmosphere, but there's a change
mm-hmm.
in the atmosphere around that place where you have that feeling and you know God's presence is here. And that's what I understood occurred on Belle Isle this past week. That was a great thing. And I know there are some other efforts going on right now, which I'm aware of, that are being planned right now as we speak. So there are some other things planned for the families of those who lost relatives and loved ones. But that was a great tribute because
Absolutely.
People, right, we have not been able to grieve and celebrate the lives of so many been lost. And
yeah.
I'm glad they did that. And I know there are going to be more. I know there are going to be more as the weeks and months go on. All right. Normally we would have Henrietta Ivy do our weather this morning, but I've got it here just ready, just in case. So today's going to be 76. Showers this afternoon after 3 p.m. So we're good up until about 3 or 4, and then showers are going to kick in. But the most of this week is going to be rain anyway. So Monday, the holiday, 78, but there's going to be some scattered thunderstorms. So, you know, it's going to be hit and miss here and there. Tuesday, 74, chance of thunderstorms and showers. Wednesday, 83, chance for thunderstorms and showers. Thursday, 78, and rain earlier in the day. And then Friday, partly cloudy at 72. So temperatures dropped a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit wet this week. So that's it for the weather. All right, I've got a couple of more notes here, and Missionary Humphrey and community highlights will be coming up in just a few minutes. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, can put you in a brand new car from Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. It's located at 475 Summit Drive, right behind Summit Mall in Waterford. Make your dream a reality. Good credit, bad credit, bruised credit, no problem. Call Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at 248-431-2955. And, of course, the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, he's an award-winning national attorney and got about a dozen awards listed here on this paper. But he also handles civil litigation, probate law, civil rights law, and personal injury. 248-567-9990. Evangelist Laster, we still want your brother, the great gospel artist, Charles Laster, to talk to us on the show. Maybe hopefully next Sunday we can get him on. I know he's busy, and I know he's working on his projects and everything, but hopefully we can get him on for next Sunday's show because we know the music is out. And how did that go last at the release last week?
It went very well. The video is out, People Living Movement, on Facebook. It is on YouTube, and soon it'll be available on iTunes. Many people tuned in to watch the video last Sunday at 5 p.m., so he's very excited about what is to come. And I told him, I said, you know what? We drive by to the neighborhoods and we see the Black Lives Matter sign, and I absolutely agree. But why not put a People Living Movement sign next to that to share information about what he's doing here locally in the city? And he's reached out to many artists around the United States to share the video, and they will also be displaying the video on their many platforms. So it's pretty exciting. And we can't fail to mention the fact that Michael Van Tool is featured in this video.
You know, I was looking at it and I was like, oh, they did catch me when I was there, and
absolutely,
and along with Judge Kenneth King, he ended up, yes, he was in the video too. We went early that morning and spent the morning down there while they were shooting and you know, doing the mock funeral for all of those negatives that we are facing in our community. So that was a great event. It's a great video, great production, and it's like one of those extended music videos, and I loved it. It was great. It looked good, and it sounded good. The music was great, and so we're looking forward to having him on. All right. So, all right, well, great. Thank you for sharing, and we're just waiting for Missionary Humphrey, but we're going to move forward, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hang on.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky.
Good morning. This is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law office of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pasco. You can reach them at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail and tell her that you heard it on Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey. American Standard Roofing, you can reach them at 248-350-2323. American Standard Roofing. We're looking forward to talking with the great Bishop Stephen White this morning. We're going to be talking to him, and we are looking forward to having a great conversation. And the Sunday morning team is here. And as soon as Missionary Humphrey jumps on the line, we will be talking with her. I just want to say something about Attorney Cliff Pasco. This is an incredible organization, a team of lawyers that have been working hard for many, many years. During over 40 years, Pasco, Tashman, and Walker have represented people of all ages and religious and ethnic backgrounds. They have had the opportunity to work with local organizations, including churches and labor unions, and they continue to do so. This experience has taught them to be sensitive to each individual's specific needs, questions, and concerns. Their staff is committed to providing only the highest quality legal services, and you can reach Attorney Cliff Pasco at 248-353-7750 248-353-7750 for Attorney Cliff Pascal at Pascal Tashman and Walker. And all right. American Standard Roofing. Here's some advantages to getting your roof done with American Standard Roofing. Number one, they have lifetime material warranties, their own certified installation crews. They're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. They have an A-plus Better Business rating, and they're family-owned and operated, and they have the best price up front. That's American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. That's 248-350-2323. Okay. And then finally, Franklin Wright. Kimberly and I are both on the board, so it's missionary at Franklin Wright. And even during this health and financial emergency, Franklin Wright is making a difference. They have a number of programs aimed at from the littlest child for the early daycare, early childhood development, early start programs, all the way up to senior citizens. But they offer Meals on Wheels, feeding the homeless, the food pantry, utility assistance, the in-home programs, counseling, and much more. Franklin Wright Settlement, 313-579-1000. That's the number for that. All right. We are continuing to monitor the lines, and we are just waiting for Missionary Patty Humphrey to dial in right now. I want to go to, let me just say the Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly, good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning show team. And Missionary Hattie Humphrey, good morning.
Yes. And Evangelist Christy Laster is here. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Bantool. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Detroit, and those that are listening around the United States.
Great. I want to talk to, I noticed that there have been some people that were, at least one person trying to call in, and we have not been able to keep dropping, to keep losing their call. But I do want to, and we'll continue to try to connect, but I do want to talk with Minister Randall Smith. He's on the line. We've been talking about his music, You're Everything, Lord, You're My Everything, for a few weeks now. It's on iTunes. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning to that great Detroit Sunday morning staff.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad
that
we're glad to hear
you. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm in love with y'all. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I love you all.
Minister Smith, you're moving forward. You're not sitting around with this music. You are moving ahead, forward and upward. That's my theme, forward and upward. You're moving ahead with your plans, I see.
I had an interview yesterday, and it blew me away. That prophetess over there that's connected to y'all, she's something else. Prophetess Lassiter, you heavy, my sister, you heavy. And the words that's been going out and coming around, it's been hitting me all in the face and in the head, and I'm receiving it. And so this is the season, and I'm just excited about what's going on. I'm trying to get some gym shoes to keep up as fast as it's going, but you know.
Yes, and we love the song. And, it's one of those songs that really touches you when you hear it. We hear it's through the words and the passion in your voice. And but you've been singing for many years, though, right?
Yes, sir. We started at my uncle's church, the late Reverend Cecil Boyd, Monella Street Church of God in Christ. And then, you know, my mom and dad, they felt like, okay, boys, you got something. And so my dad who I miss him so much. He sung too, Ceola Smith, and I give deference to him. He was a great man, and he said, "Boy, you got it." And so you sang and carry on my legacy. And then of course Maxwell and Dad Upshaw and these great men always pushed me and loved on me and said, "You got it, and we're gonna push it." So here I am, with the help of the Lord, and I'm gonna continue on. And let me give deference to Charles Lester, my big brother. That's my man. That is my guy. I support him fully. And I love his ministry as well.
Great. We are going to go to Bishop White. Bishop White's on the line. Bishop White, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. We're just trying to wait for Missionary Humphrey to jump on the line, but thanks for getting up early and calling us on Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey today. First of all, congratulations on you being installed as bishop from last Saturday.
And I laughed at it, but we're just grateful to God for how He's really blessing right now in this pandemic season, and it ain't nothing but a season that's gonna pass. But I just thank God for His blessing and for Missionary Humphrey and for my real supporters that showed up last Saturday and blessed me. And they blessed me in a great way. And I thank God for it. I thank God for you.
Thinking of
getting in touch with me this morning. And
oh, absolutely.
Sharing a little bit of time with me.
Well, Bishop, I know you have been in the ministry a long time. We've been over to your church many times, especially when you were over over near I-94. Tell us about what got you here. How did you get to this point all these years? And I know it's been a lot of hard work. It's not easy because I'm a preacher's kid, so I know.
Well, one thing happened is that brought me to this point was that I found that God was a personal friend. That He will keep you in the midst of all that you're going through. And there's a story to be told behind a lot of great preachers. And I'm not going to go into that right now, but there's a story to be told because some have been through great trials and tribulation. But that's one of the things that God, how God toughens up a good soldier.
Yeah.
To go from the battle. And the battle is not always worldly. The battle is sometimes in the church where you got to stand
yeah.
for right and righteousness.
Yeah.
And I thank God that God has kept me. Missionary Humphrey been knowing me since I was about 17 years old, maybe even younger than that, when I used to drive a guy by the name of Ed Robeson around, and he'd take pictures of different people. And I met a lot of famous people, but it still was God holding me up. And really what, if you allow me to give this short testimony.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
There was a pastor named Sam Turner years ago. Heard me preaching to my workers on a rooftop, and I was preaching about going through the roof to see Jesus. And I described what kind of roof it was because it was a Philistine. I mean, it was in one of the countries where they had clay roof. I'll say it that way. And I And I said, nobody's church. I said, every now and then I have to holler for Jesus.
Right.
And he said to me, he said, Doc, call over to Baseball or Missionary Baptist Church and visit me. So I went over there to visit him, and he knew that I had a calling upon my life, and that I was been blessed by God. And I never told him the story of how God answered prayer. And for you out in the radio audience right now, I want to say to you that God will answer prayer two ways.
Mm.
And maybe a third way, but he answered quickly, and he answered in a way that you know that he's saying no.
Yeah.
He will not respond to it. But whatever your desire is today, if you want healing today, call upon the name of Jesus, and you will receive healing. Now, the reason that I can tell you that is because he's done it for me many a time.
Okay. Amen.
And God has healed me.
Mm.
I broke my foot a year ago, year and a half ago. I was on crutches. And now I'm walking and able to do. And I thank God
Amen.
For it. You know, and I thank God for many things, Ventura. But I'm not going to go into all that because you got another part of the radio broadcast.
No, but I'm enjoying listening to you. You're preaching, and you know, it sounds good, and we need that. We need to hear it. We need to hear it.
And you know, one thing I say to you, Ventura, and when we talked the other day, we was talking about how things have changed. But you know, things are gonna change, but God will stay the same, brother.
Yeah.
Bishop, the Sunday morning team is here also. All I can tell you is that, you know, team, you know, we think that the mask saved us, the gloves, the sanitizer. Not quite. It was God that has got us and brought us through since March. Yes, you know, you can think the mask did it. No, that's just something God has there, you know, to try to help us because we're human beings. But it's his God's grace and his power. Preach, Bishop. You right on target. Just keep going.
That's right.
Don't mess with me this morning, because in a minute you might hear me holler. And you don't want to hear me holler.
That's it's okay.
And you know, now when I look back down memory lane, and all of us should look back from where we come from. I remember as a kid not having decent shoes to wear. And you asked me how many pair I got now. I remember having one suit, and that one suit was shiny.
All right.
And God helped me. I remember when I ate one meal a day, and God was still providing. I remember that there wasn't mama and daddy, but there was a Hattie Comfort.
All right.
I remember Robbie. Remember that he would make sure that I had things that I needed. Tell it right. There was other people that became mama and daddy when mama and daddy was gone. Hallelujah. And that's what kept me. That's why I say God so loved the world.
Yeah.
Because know how to find. They all go.
Yeah.
And Lord, if you need somebody, send me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make the way for you. And you know, I looked at that, and I looked at Lincoln Bishop the other day, and the tears wanted to flow because I had been in the ministry for 28 years.
Uh-huh.
And before that, I was preaching, and I used to go in places that we won't talk about now, and I would talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
And everybody plays me doing wrong, and I'll be up there talking about Jesus. And next thing I know, I'd aim a dry eye in the house.
You see?
And I would thank God that I had that gift.
Yeah.
But not just that I had the gift, but the anointing was on my life.
Mm.
And people, I say this to you, and I say it with all my heart. If you don't know Jesus, today is your day.
Amen.
And talk to him, because he loves you in spite of. I know what people say, that how can he love me, and the world is looking like he's looking.
Yeah.
But he loves you in spite of it. Let some of these things go on to see who will come out and say, I'll go. I'll love on the people.
Yeah.
I'll do this for the people. You have to be one of them ones that will say, I'm chosen to be picked on. And that's just, Ventura, when I think of just the goodness of Jesus.
Yeah.
And all he done for me.
That's
just
right.
Morning,
that's right. And that,
just this morning, he woke me up. I was still in my right mind, still with the activities of my limbs.
Yeah.
I'm doing that too.
Well, look, Bishop, what you did was step up. You said it a few minutes ago about here am I, send me. That's what you did, as Bishop. That's what you did. You standing up and you're telling God, here am I, send me. I'm moving forward. And we appreciate what you have been doing all these years. We appreciate your work right now, and we appreciate you accepting the call, for Bishop. These titles are, it's more than a title, because you know the work involved. We all know the work involved with a title behind you in the church. You've got work to do. Because people look up to you, they are looking to you for guidance. They're looking at you for as an example, and so we thank you too. And thanks for bringing the word this morning. We really appreciate that. And you know what, Kimberly and Evangelist Laster, I guess I must have really wanted Missionary Humphrey to call, and then I realized this is not her Sunday. I was just looking at my clock, my calendar, and I was like, okay, it's September 6th, so we'll have to let her know. I was trying to get her on an extra Sunday, but her Sunday is next Sunday, so that's what that was all about. But Bishop White, you stood in for her. You're her representative this morning, so you spoke on her behalf, and we appreciate you for getting up early and calling in with us. I know you've got your things to prepare this morning. I know Evangelist Christy, she's got her message to prepare. But thank you so much, Bishop.
Okay, and God bless you, and I will talk with you soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll definitely talk to you this week. God bless you, sir.
Okay.
All right. All right. Yes, guys, I was... looking forward to talking to Missionary this morning for some reason. Maybe she was on my mind, I think it's because Bishop White was going to be on. That's why. And that's one of her good friends. Yeah. So what's going on at, Pentecostal, Greater Pentecostal Evangelist?
Oh, well, Greater Pentecostal Temple service today is going to be outside. Bishop had decided to take the service to the streets So we'll be on the porch of 15932 East Bourne this morning, listening to good music and good words. People can bring their lawn chairs and sit out on the grass and enjoy the Lord with Greater Pentecostal Temple this morning. I'm not there. I'm actually in Cleveland, Ohio. I have two assignments today at 11 a.m. and then 5 p.m. So I'm out here preparing myself for those two services here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Kimberly, look at that. She is in Cleveland.
I heard.
You know, just working hard. If I was in Cleveland, I'd probably be like having breakfast somewhere and y'all
exactly.
be doing the show.
She said, I'm preparing for my assignments. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I sent my son for breakfast.
I listened in last year, Kimberly. I was out of town a couple of times, but I did get up early and went online just to listen to the show. There were a couple of Sundays that I took off last year, and I got up and I was able to listen in. But it felt good to be able to sit back and listen to the show functioning without me, you know? So
absolutely.
I appreciate the Sunday morning team, because I'm telling you, I'm planning some stuff over some trips over the next 6 months or so. So I'm going to be leaving it to you guys, and I'm going to be heading out of town. I'm just working on it now, you know? Yeah.
We pray it'll be safe by that time.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I got a couple of trips planned. I just got a note from our political analyst and community activist, Henrietta Ivey. She said she wasn't feeling too well this morning, so she wants to tell everybody that she's sorry that she wasn't able to jump on the line and that she knows we're having a great show. So I just wanted to say that about Henrietta.
Henrietta, we send you our prayers.
So it's Labor Day, the holiday weekend. I just wanted to wish everyone a great holiday weekend, a safe holiday weekend. And, you know, it was Bishop White really said some things and got us thinking this morning it's only by God's grace that we are doing things. And Evangelist and Kimberly, I like to hear successful people give credit to God. It is so disheartening sometimes to hear people who have made it and then they don't mention God whatsoever. And I can tell you
that's
this,
called pride.
It's something about judgment. And that's why people who think they got away with something, who think they stole something or, you know, hurt somebody. And isn't it good to know that Judgment Day is coming? Because some people, that's the only thing they can hold on to, because somebody looks like they got away with killing somebody, stealing from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating them out of a job. You know how people do. Let me tell you something. And I know we got 6 minutes left. I'm looking at my dial here on the Blog Talk Network. There's a people that will stab you in the back to get your position, to get your job. You know, whether it's corporate America or at the burger joint. People do things to injure your work record, to get you fired, to get the promotion, and that comes back. It's all coming back.
Absolutely.
It's all coming
Whatever you whatever a man sowed, that shall he also reap.
You
that's
see,
right.
It comes back, and people think, you know, so that's why. You know, you can look out the window and you see the people across the street and they've got all of this, you know, they got 70-inch screen moving in. They've got these fancy cars. They've got landscapers. They've got, Gardner White's pulling up with the, you know, and you know they doing stuff. You know, because you see them. You see them around the neighborhood. You know they're not going to Amazon to work, okay?
Right,
and you think that they're getting away with something? No, they're not. No, they're not. Because you don't know. One thing about God, people will try to hide the problems that they're going through. They might have swindled that money. They might have embezzled it from somewhere. They might have robbed a bank, whatever it is. But you think those people are not having problems? They just act like they ain't having problems. But they're having some major issues because what they're doing is corrupt, and God is chipping away at that corruption.
That's right.
What we normally see is the very end when they come crashing down. And sometimes we won't even see that, you know, because
yep.
But I can tell you this, God is still working to correct that situation. And Judgment mm-hmm. Day, he will correct. That's going to be something, I tell you. When that day comes, what's the song?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of bargaining that day. Like, God, I'm sorry.
There's nothing hidden from him. Evangelist, there's going to be a lot of people apologizing, thinking that
mm-hmm.
if they apologize to God, that's going to make it all right.
While we're here, we have breath in our bodies, we have an opportunity
yeah.
to get it right.
Now,
you know, that's why yeah. we're still here on this earth. That's why we're allowed to wake up each day, because those that have done the deeds that you have mentioned, God has given us another chance, another opportunity
yeah.
to make the best of that day and turn things around. But I think each day we ought to take advantage of the opportunity to do what's right, to make some adjustments in our lives so that we won't have to get to that place at the end where we're like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. We have
yep.
a chance to get it right.
It's too
now.
Late. I know we got
yes.
2 minutes left. I know somebody told me about a relative that passed, and they knew they were criminal, corrupt, did a lot of bad things. And they said they don't even know what they're going to say at the funeral. It's
yeah.
coming up. I think it's coming up in the next few days. But the family, they don't know what to say. Some in the family want to hide and not discuss it. Some people want to discuss it. But look at that dilemma that person has caused for that family now. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That person is under some pending investigations now. You know, for
wow.
crimes that they committed recently. And but you know, that person had an opportunity. It's too late now. And you can't
yeah.
and I'm sure you all have heard all this stuff about people after they pass, and you know that's not them. They weren't like that. But it's too late. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't lie. You can't lie about somebody's
right.
life. They had the time to make that change then. But you know, guys, this was a great conversation. I appreciate you know, your input, and I'm grateful that you're here. God bless you all who are listening on the phone, those of you streaming, and those of you who are listening during the week. Thank you for listening to the replay of the Michael Van Tool Show, and Missionary Humphrey will be here next Sunday. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, thank you. Evangelist Christy Laster, thank you so much. Minister Randall, thank you. Bishop Stephen White, thank you for getting up and participating with the show this morning. So we will be right here, 9:00 next Sunday, Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, the Michael Van Tool Show, 9:00 on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
Have an amazing
week.
Day.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.